This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Pleased to have on the phone with me now Republican Representative David Ajima from Granville. Thank you, sir. How are you this evening?
My pleasure. Doing fine with a little cold.
You have a cold?
Like everybody else.
Well, if we could get this Michigan weather to stop going up and down, that would be helpful, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would.
We need a nice warm day. I'm afraid it's going to be a couple of more. I appreciate you being with me this evening. You're working on a problem, kind of heading a problem here that in Michigan, the problem of illegal immigrants. So I wanted to talk to you and find out exactly what kind of a problem it is in the state of Michigan and some legislation that you are working on at this point.
Sure. I have actually four pieces of legislation presently, and the reason for the legislation is very simple. It's three reasons. For our security, we have to know who comes into the country, what they carry, whether it's drugs, terrorism, or disease if they've not been inoculated. Second thing is jobs. With 11 to 12% unemployment, we need jobs for the people of the state of Michigan, and we know from throughout the United States that about 3% of the illegals work on farms, but 97% of them work on roads and bridges. Hospitality, you know, roofing, drywall, and so forth. And the third reason is taxpayer dollars. According to FAIR, last year Michigan spent $929 million on health care, education, welfare, jails, and human services. So those are the three reasons: security, jobs, and fiscal reasons for taxpayer dollars.
And what would the legislation that you have introduced, how would it help and crack down on this problem, which would cover all three of those areas?
Well, there's four pieces of legislation. House Bill 4024, which is exactly like the federal law. Any federal contractor, be a contractor or subcontractor, you have to e-verify your employees. It's a free system run by Homeland Security. You're just making sure that you're hiring legal Michigan residents, and that's the same thing I'm asking for in the state of Michigan. Before we spend any taxpayer dollars from the state, you have to e-verify the contractors and subcontractors that do work for the state. House Bill 4026 states that if you're a temporary worker agency like Kelly Services, and they already do this e-verification, you have to e-verify the people before you send them out to the factory. What that will do is ensure when somebody gets somebody from a temporary worker agency that they are here legally. And I have been bitten on that one myself when I ran a machine shop. It took me three temporary agencies to get one legal worker. I thought that was a huge problem. Another bill that I just put in is House Bill 4305, and that basically does three things. If you're seeking welfare, we're going to make sure that you're here legally, not an illegal. If you get stopped doing some kind of crime, rape, murder, drunk driving, whatever the case might be, and the policeman decides that he cannot figure out who you are and you have no identification, and by the way, that's already existing law, he can go ahead and check and find out if you are here illegally. That's existing law. The only change to the law is I put in there that if he has to, he can deliver you across state lines to deliver you to ICE, Immigration Control Enforcement. And the other thing that basically does is sanctuary cities. If you're a city that puts in your law that you're not going to go after illegals, like we had Detroit was listed for a while as a sanctuary city, that's against federal law. So I'm going to fine you $1,000 to $5,000 a day as long as you have that in your law. And the fourth bill I put in is House Bill 4414, and basically that codifies throughout the state what is required to get a marriage license. What's happened here in my district, we had an individual county clerk, people are coming in, say, we're illegal, we want a marriage license. He refused to give it to them because then they can use that marriage license as a document from the state to obtain a driver's license. It's evidence of residency. So they sued him for that. And it was settled out of court because they didn't have the money to fight it, yet he was not even allowed to see his accusers in court because they couldn't show up because they were illegal. So that would solve that problem. All those people throughout the state, they would not give marriage license to illegals if asked. So those are the four bills primarily.
Well, it sure seems like they cover every aspect I can think of, and obviously with you working on these, you spent a lot of time with experts to come up with them as well.
Right. I checked all different states that use these type of things, all the way from Pennsylvania. I even looked at Arizona. and some of the bills we used from last year that could not get past the governor because she didn't want to touch this issue for obvious reasons for electability. So I think I know two or three of these will pass. One is in question right now, but they haven't really vetted it and looked at it yet. So I'm hopeful that this will happen, and it will definitely help the people of the state of Michigan because I think they're basically sick of paying illegals for their health care, their education, welfare, jails, and human services. It's a huge cost.
Well, and the cost is certainly a huge aspect of this. And in one of the articles I read in the Detroit News about this, I have to say I loved your quote, and I hope it's accurate. It said, I don't care what country you're from. Legal is legal, and illegal is illegal. I mean, it comes down to that.
Exactly right. I don't care if you're red, yellow, black, or white. See, everybody tries to put this on your profiling. No, if you're here illegally, it's illegal. You don't belong here. So, I mean, the Hispanic group over here in West Michigan tries to say it's profiling. It's not. It's just simply if you have no identification, for example, on this House Bill 4305 and the police thinks you're illegal, he has a right to check. He already has that right. So this is nothing really new. It's nothing any great, you know, something I'm coming up with that hasn't been done before, and it works. So the biggest thing is if we can basically use this as a deterrent from illegals coming to the state, will save the state a lot of money and save jobs because they'll understand it's going to be difficult for them to get a job. It's going to be difficult for them to get welfare. It's going to be difficult for them to get married in the state of Michigan. So that's my goal.
Well, and the numbers, you know, if the jobs are not taken by illegal aliens in the state, they'll be open for Michigan residents looking.
Absolutely correct. And the big fallacy is, well, then there'll be nobody here to pick our fruit. Well, a lot of those farmers get their people through legal means. Yes, there are some illegals there. However, again, remember that statistic. In the United States, only 3% of illegals work on farms. It's that other 97% I'm really worried about. And quite frankly, we know in the state of Michigan that we have some cells, Hezbollah cells, and that's kind of frightening, and I'd like to catch those if I could.
Well, and what one of the things that you mentioned earlier that caught my attention is that there are already ways to check on whether they're illegals or not. Do I assume from that folks are just looking the other way?
Yes, that's exactly correct. And another problem we have is the federal government says they're really big on illegal immigration, but they don't fund ICE immigration control enforcement at levels necessary. So what happens typically now, when a policeman catches somebody, for example, a rape or whatever, and they know the guy's illegal, they'll go ahead and check with ICE, and ICE will see if they have a felony. And now if it's rape, it is a felony, they'll take him. But a lot of these people, they don't have the time or the money to go after. Even though they know they're illegal, they just say, let them go. So consequently, there's been some statistics in the state of Michigan, you're more likely to get in an accident with an illegal than you are a drunk driver.
Well, and I live in Okemos, sir, and just a year ago, there was a tragic accident that killed an Okemos High School student, and the car was driven by an illegal alien.
Right. So the whole thing is illegal means illegal. It's simple. It's common sense. But there'll be every little group wants themselves exempted from being checked. And I'm saying if you're illegal, you don't belong here. I don't care who you are.
And I guess my common sense is getting in the way of this issue as well. I'm with you on this. I'm thinking if you're illegal, nothing matters after that. There are no rights after that. You get here legally, then we'll talk.
Right. And, you know, everybody in the past, my forefathers came here legally. In the war in Vietnam, I'm fairly old. So, I mean, we had people come over from our church. We got them a job. We got them here legally. Now we have some churches that are actually harboring them. So that's an issue. That's not really right. They should be trying to get them here legally. And I would really encourage all your listeners, if you agree with this, please write your senators, the state senators and state representatives, and especially the governor, lieutenant governor, tell them to pass these bills. Pass Agema's bills. They're necessary. And if you add up 12 months into $929 million, how much is that a month? That's significant.
Well, and with everything on the table and the cuts that are talked about across the board, that is important. One of the other pieces of information in this article, the numbers that struck me, it talked about deportations from regions, including Michigan and Ohio, where you wouldn't think if you haven't delved into the subject, the numbers would be very high, but there were over 8,000 deportations in 2010.
Yeah, you got to remember, we're a border state.
Yeah.
And the other frightening thing is we have the most open border there is in the world into Canada. So it's very easy for people to sneak across the border from Canada into Michigan. and they can drive across in a four-wheeler. Who knows what they carry? That's a big fear of Homeland Security. Somebody just walk across the border with a satchel bomb. I mean, it doesn't take much. So, I mean, we have to try to do everything we can to make sure they can't get a driver's license, a job, marriage license, all of that. We have to just crack down on it. We have the tools available. The federal government's given us E-Verify and another system called SAVE, Systematic Alien Verification Entitlement, and that's for welfare and things like that. We should use them. And if we don't use them, we're not doing everything we can. And I would not be doing what I'm supposed to do when I swore to defend the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the state of Michigan. That means I protect our citizens, I protect their jobs, I protect their security, and I protect their pocketbook.
And we're going to have to go here, but what is the timeline on these bills? Where are they now?
Well, I'm waiting for them to be heard in the House. I've also delivered what they call a double blueback. I brought them over to the Senate. I talked to the floor leader there. I know three of those for sure are going to be heard in the Senate. So I think what they're trying to do now is get the budgets done first, and then you'll start to hear about these bills.
Well, very good. Thank you for walking us through this. And I have to tell you, I'm with you on this one. Come legally, and you're quite welcome. Otherwise, you got to go through the process.
I couldn't agree with you more, ma'am.
Thank you so much for your time this evening, sir. We've been speaking with Representative David Ajima, a Republican of Granville, Michigan. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS.